You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Zeal Without Burnout by Christopher Ashe. Foreword by Alistair Begg. This book is read by Ralph Lister. This audio recording was produced in 2016 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with the Good Book Company. Originally published in English as Zeal Without Burnout, copyright 2016 by Christopher Ashe. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Foreword by Alistair Begg, Senior Pastor of Parkside Church, Cleveland. As a younger minister, I was invited to give a seminar at a conference. I surprised myself by offering to address the matter of ministerial depression. While I could not speak about this from personal experience, I had sufficient awareness of what it meant to be battling the blues to say something about my encounters with post-Sunday listlessness, irrational fears about health, and a realistic sense of insufficiency. I was taken aback by the size of the crowd that came to the seminar. They were not there for the speaker. I was a no-name at a conference filled with big names. So the reason for the standing room only crowd was simply the subject matter. I can still recall how some of the questions asked by lay leaders displayed an alarming lack of awareness of the nature of pastoral stress. It is fair to say that most congregations are largely unaware of this problem, or do not understand what it means for the pastor and his family to be confronted with burnout. It is no respecter of persons, and the challenges are not unique to the 21st century. 500 years ago, Martin Luther knew what it was to be overwhelmed, and although he would have been unfamiliar with the terminology of burnout, his tendency to bouts of melancholy seemed to fit the pattern. Elijah's encounter with the prophets of Baal left him burned out and fearful before the threatenings of Jezebel. He speaks as one who has lost perspective. "I've had enough. Take away my life. I might as well be dead." Before we critique his reaction, we do well to take stock of those occasions when, after the success of ministry, we have found ourselves similarly undone. Returning from a meeting where we were enabled to be of spiritual help to others, we are suddenly and acutely aware of our inability to help ourselves. Through no fault of our own, we may find ourselves isolated and in need of fellowship and encouragement. If Elijah serves as a warning, Nehemiah provides an encouragement. He understood that there is no I in team. The completion of the wall-building project in record time was in part a testimony to his ability to delegate. He would have burned out faster than a firework were it not for his well-conceived plan to have a division of labor that made perfect sense to all involved, and which was so effective that it met with severe opposition. Charles Simeon also faced severe opposition in his early ministry at Holy Trinity Church, Cambridge. Apart from the animosity he encountered, the routine challenges of shepherding the congregation was such that his candle was in danger of burning out. His answer was to delegate. He established a visiting society and appointed a man and a woman church member to be responsible for the pastoral care of homes in their particular district. Even so, in 1807, after 25 years of exhausting ministry, Simeon was close to being burned out. Following a sermon, he would feel more dead than alive. After a long period of weakness, and believing that he had run his course at the age of 60, he records how on a visit to Scotland, as he crossed the border, he found himself being almost as perceptibly revived in strength as the woman was after she had touched the hem of our Lord's garment. He sensed God redirecting his desire and doubling, trebling, quadrupling his strength. And as a result, Simeon renewed his commitment to his pulpit and preached vigorously for 17 more years, until 2 months before his death. As much as I would like to use this story...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?